movie.
That's scary. Yeah.
it happens.
That's a weird speed, though. Like, when you listen to it, it's
what,
weird.
Charlie Parker speed?
I mean, it's still longer, but
yeah.
It's weird. It's like, that's fast.
I mean, it's fast.
It's almost like Lost.
Yeah.
Ephemeral notes.
Yeah. Right, well,
we're doing it with that.
Yeah.
So actually about the same tempo as the last one. Okay. Alright. Adam, why don't you count this one off because you've got it all.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
I think in 2 days I can get it down.
Okay.
You know, it's.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to do much over it if you just play roots.
I'm pretty much playing the roots. It's just. Yeah.
The only thing that that struck me as a little bit of a problem is Wojtek, when you're soloing, Adam, I would just. using a lot of left hands.
Yeah.
To kind of keep his place, I'd probably lay out there.
Yeah, I wasn't even listening to that until the B, and then I was like, oh, I hear it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it kind of fixed itself, but just kind of planned not to comp there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think that works as a set.
Yeah.
So we got Straight No Chaser, Black Orpheus, Nardis, A-Train, and Anthropology. The only thing I'm thinking is A-Train and Anthropology are similar tempos, so we probably shouldn't put them right next to each other.
No, and are we ditching Nardis?
Didn't it have an order?
We did, and we had put A-Train and Anthropology right next to each other.
Because we are shifting something.
Straight No Chaser is a little faster?
Straight No Chaser is a little faster.
But not much, right?
I think if we don't play lots of solos, how long does it take to play?
Through what? Anthropology?
No, everything.
It might. I mean,
4-minute songs, 5 songs.
Because we don't play long solos if we don't do lots of trading.
Yeah, that's true. What we might do is just have one that if we are looking at the clock, while I'll be keeping an eye on the clock while you guys are playing. If we need to, we can skip it.
Yeah. Are there any others that we want to do instead of Nardis? Because Nardis was the one that was kind of like.
Well, why don't we go back to it
real quick?
We have time.
All right.
My only other general comments were, at times it felt like the comping could, from both of you guys, could just drive a little bit more, in terms of either having sustained chords every once in a while or just being kind of more offbeat centered at the end of soloist phrases.
You mean on all tones?
Yeah, on pretty much everything. Especially on the bossa, I think it would be nice if you guys held out chords a little bit more.
Okay.
That gives the solo kind of a pad, yeah.
Okay.
That can be helpful. A-Train started out feeling a little frantic for some reason. I think that if everybody just kind of keys into the quarter note, I'm gonna make him cry. No, it wasn't because of the intro thing at all. Actually,
I'm not even talking about the intro.
Huh?
I'm talking about the other.
No,
I played the eight.
I wasn't talking about the.
Actually,
any of that. It was just that time felt a little frantic, but once we kind of keyed into the quarter note again, it was fine. Wojtek, do be careful though when you're soloing. Sometimes the time in your right hand gets a little strange.
Okay.
So which is making me think, well, maybe if you dropped your left hand, you could key in more to that, but then sometimes I know it helps, so it's kind of up to you.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. But
Adam, don't give up on comping some things. I might drop at some moment when
I feel that you
are stronger and, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Comping. Yeah.
Let's go through Nardis again. And then my one other overall comment was just sometimes it could, especially between solos, it could have a little more shape. So if solo A kind of starts small, then maybe solo B takes it somewhere else. Or at least just has a different texture from the comping instruments. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to have another gear, because at times it feels like, nice solos, and then there's another solo and it starts and ends in the same place that the first one was. And
right.
Thinking,
I see.
Okay. You know, through one tune that can happen. Through a whole set of 4 or 5 tunes that you're doing that way, it's kind of... Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So just be conscious of that. One thing you can do is always switching cymbals, or drummers have a lot of control over dynamics too.
Just play louder.
You could play louder, softer, anything. And comping is
a drummer can play louder or softer.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, right.
I'm not quite.
You guys, in terms of comping though, you can think about that too, being more active or more sparse in various places to kind of influence the energy. Let's try Nardis again. Though I think those are the main things. I thought everything felt great. I thought you guys communicated well for the most part, except for that forest thing, which is kind of a little weird. But
now we know.
Now you know. Yeah, now you know.
Rob, do you have an for those 5 songs? Where do you want to play solos? Where do you, don't you want to play?
Yeah.
If you
yeah,
don't.
I was just thinking about that too.
Or you want to
Nardis
later?
Could be a cool spot for it.
now this is beautiful.
Is this a modal tune?
No,
yes.
No.
I mean,
not really. There are little pockets of modalness.
A whole bunch of modes. One right after the other.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good way to describe it. Okay, let's just run through Nardis again, actually. And
think about the